Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long while we're trying to get in touch with John Forcade. We talked about this yesterday, but the Saints announced some roster moves today, and they have signed Hunter Dekkers, the former Iowa State quarterback. We talked about this yesterday. Not a lot of quarterbacks coming out of Iowa. That's not the breeding ground, so to speak, for quarterbacks. And he was a starting quarterback at Iowa State. He got caught up in a situation with the gambling spot. It was sort of sketchy all the way around. Sat out the 2023 season, but last year he played for Iowa Wesleyan, and man, he lit it up there, and he's got a gun on him now. He really, really does, and he throws the football. It comes out a lot of different angles, but he's very, very accurate, really good overall athlete, grew up on a farm, so he knows a lot about hard work. And to make room for Hunter Dekkers, they have waived linebacker Anthony Argy. And that was a guy that the Saints thought a lot of, had him in camp the last 2 years, and he was on the developmental squad on the active roster for a short time, special teams type individual. But again, they've added a quarterback now in Hunter Dekkers, and I'm going to tell you, he can sling it. Now, he's erratic. And I saw that at Iowa State when he played there, but he really was impressive last year at Iowa Wesleyan. Again, the situation with the gambling spot came into play. Charlie, I think, you know, what we talked about with David certainly draws up the ire here that this offseason is going to be really, really interesting. And you could almost kind of like connect the dots here with Milwaukee. And who are they going to deal with? Is it San Antonio? Is it Houston? Is it Dallas? And somehow, some way, now, you know, you got a spot here where the Pelicans are involved. We got John. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Former Saints quarterback and a guy, I think for 9 years, him and I did television together, John Forcade. John, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, I apologize, man. I left my phone in rehab, and I realized you were calling me. I had to turn around and go back and get it.
I got you. No problem.
Hey, when I say rehab, I mean physical health rehab, not the other alcoholic rehab or something like that, you know?
Hey, I'm fixing to hit that next week after some work done on the knee, so I know what you're talking about. John, I had an interview this afternoon with someone, and they were talking about, you know, kind of growing up and always had an interest, certainly in the sports world and everything else, but they were asking about some of the best players for me growing up in my teenage years and early on. First guy, I said, can't leave him off, John Forcade. Man, John, I said, he was a man like playing against boys back then. And what you did for Shaw High School just was unbelievable. And Bobby and I talk about that all the time about, you know, man, you know, if we beat them once in that game, but if we play 10 times, most likely Shaw's going to win at least 8 of those 10 games. But the first name that popped in my head was you, and you had just a great high school career, went on to Ole Miss, broke records there, and certainly played in the National Football League. So I wanted to tell you that. It was the first name that popped in my head.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike. You know, it's a long time ago, man. That's a lot. I can't even count that far back now. You know, it's been years.
Sean, in watching what happened with Derek Carr, just your opinion on kind of the breakdown here. John, he is the most polarizing football player I've ever seen put on the black and gold. And, you know, a lot of that having to do with two things. I think, one, when you follow in the moccasins of the greatest player that's ever put on the black and gold in Drew Brees. A lot of expectations. Yeah, you were 14-13 as a starter, but was there any signature wins, that comeback victory and who you beat along the way, that all sort of mounted and you knew it was going to be quick, one way or another, there was going to be a divorce here between the two parties?
Oh, there's no doubt. I think this was his last year here. And it's a shame how it ended. You know, we can't, and I say we, the people, everybody wants to point the finger at the quarterback and its car and its whatever. You know, and some stuff came upon him that it wasn't of his fault. Injuries happen to a lot of people in playing this sport. I just think that he's following Drew, and after Drew is what they had a couple of years of, they had nobody. I mean, Jameson and on and on and on. You go get other guys, but listen, the Carr gave everything he could have gave when he was here, giving it. And when you talk about this injury, and I want to say this about it. I know what the guy's going through. I'm tell you what it all came down to, Mike. The guy got hurt last year, and when he got hurt. And then he got to the Saints after that was said and done. And I guarantee this. They got with him and said, okay, we don't want to do the surgery. You don't want to do the surgery. We're going to rehab you. And then after the rehab, we'll let you go ahead and throw it. I think you'll be okay by that, give you 4 months off, 5 months, whatever it be. The same thing happened to me. And what happens after 4 or 5 months? You kind of find out, man, I should have had the surgery because I am not ready to roll. It's worse than we thought. And that's exactly what I saw here in him, that he didn't have the surgery. He thought rehab was going to do it. He couldn't throw. It's too late now. Season begins in August. Here he is in May, and he's got no throwing ability right now. So that's a lack of communication. Maybe he just didn't want to have the surgery. Okay, maybe it's worse than what we think it is. And I had to go ahead and rotate a cuff and elbow tear surgery after I left the New Orleans Saints in a playoff game against the Chicago Bears. And they told me, oh, no, we're going to rehab you. Come training camp. I couldn't throw football. Couldn't find out. I ended up having two tears in my doggone arm, and I'm out done. I'm really pretty much done. So that's a bad situation for him. But listen, he gave everything he could possibly give. He didn't have the greatest team around him, Mike. You know that as well. That dude, this was an average football club. With the best player on the team was a quarterback, but he had an average football team, and he had bad coaching. You know, it was just a bad situation, and I feel bad about the guy. You know, you put him on a team that's probably a playoff-bound team, and maybe he just manages a team to get him to what they need to go to, win a playoff game and see what happens. It didn't work out for him. I don't know what more we can say about it.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John, been put in this spot as a rookie quarterback. And it's tough even on the veterans. But for the average fan, they saw what C.J. Stroud did 2 years ago. They saw what Jaden Daniels did a year ago. Well, anybody can do it. So Tyler Shuck now, he doesn't even have the door a little open. Man, he's got it wide open. It's his job to lose at this stage. What you mentally have to go through as a rookie quarterback and the people around you and how they help you. So I'm going to get your thoughts on being in that situation yourself as a rookie quarterback and what you have to go through and how important it is maybe to have yourself someone on the roster who has been a veteran. And I'm not talking about no Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins, but who has been there, done that, that could help you get through some of the tough spots.
Well, Mike, I don't think they're going to go to camp with three quarterbacks. I think they're going to get a veteran. They're going to bring a veteran here. I don't know who it may be, but that does help out. Yeah, you can't sit there and go to camp saying, oh, I'm going to camp with Hayner and I'm going to camp with Spencer Rout. Those aren't veteran guys that you can, you know, confide in and get some work in and look at things. Those guys are sort of like you. I mean, look, he's going into camp, but he's older than these two cats, and he just got out of college. So that part's going to help with the fact that he's an older guy. He's been, you know, probably 3 years he should have been out of college, and he wasn't. It's not his fault. It happens, injuries. But he's going in as a rookie knowing that, hey, I'm a little bit older. I've played a lot of football in my time. And he's got to go in and realize, man, it is my opportunity to be the starter from day one going forward. Whereas if you're coming in as a rookie and you got two or three guys ahead of you, and then you got a veteran guy that you might sit around, this, that, and let's just take Dart, for example. Dart, that if they don't have to rush Dart, I mean, they'd be fools to do it. The guy's got some quarterbacks ahead of him. They're going to be okay. If Dart's fine with New York, that's great. But now you got the Saints. They have no other opportunity. Here's the opportunity to say, wait a minute. We got three quarterbacks there all a year apart from each other coming out of college. One was here 3 years. One year is going to be a second year. And now we've got a rookie who's really older than the two rookies to the two other guys. So all this young man has to do is don't just go in there and play. They know what they have here. They know they're not expecting him to go in there and win the Super Bowl. They're not expecting him to take this team to glory. If it happens, Mike, that's a lanyard. You know what lanyard means. If it happens for him, then it means great things. But I don't think they're going to put a lot of pressure on the guy, and they shouldn't. Because if it ain't him, it's Spencer. If it ain't Spencer, it's Hannah. So where are you looking at these guys with all the experience? They don't have any. So this kid's going to come in here and get as much reps. I think he's got a good quarterback coach, offense coordinator, and maybe the head coach more can get in his ear. But I like what they got going in here. I just think, you know, if you're going to go with the kid, you got to stick with the kid.
John, I agree with you 2,000% on that. John, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, we'll get you back on real soon to talk a little bit more about the Saints roster. And there's some holes to fill here. It's just not one spot here. And, man, what a gold mine Tampa Bay did getting Baker Mayfield, huh? None of us thought Baker would turn out to be what he's turned out to be. And it has been the real steal in the NFC South to get a guy like Baker Mayfield right after they had Tom Brady.
Look, before we get up there, I'm going to say this to you. When I was doing the show with Gus and a few other guys 2 years ago, I said, man, go get Baker, get Baker, get Baker. They ended up getting Carr. Nothing against Carr, but I really thought Baker was a little bit better situated for this football club. But look, you don't know what would have happened. You get Baker here with T.A. as a coach and the screw-ups they had here. It didn't work out, but it's water under the bridge now.
Yep, you got to move on with it. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, bud. Okay, Mike. Take care.
All righty. John Forcade, former Saints quarterback here on the roster, and man, a great football player at Shaw and certainly at Ole Miss.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.